Moving on to the siblings of the Mittel Rebbe. So we have his brothers, Reb Chaim Avram and Reb Moshe. We spoke a lot about them by the Alter Rebbe, so we're not going to go through them again. The Mittel Rebbe's sisters were Rebbetzin Freda, Rebbetzin Dvor Leah, and who died, right, to give her life for the Rebbe, for the Alter Rebbe, and Sarah. Now, the Mittel Rebbe's wife, we know, had four sisters, right? That's why the teacher came to the Alter Rebbe and said, I have four or five daughters. What am I supposed to do? I can't afford to marry even one of them off. So we know at least two of them remained in Yanovich after they got married as well. Meaning, so he had four brothers-in-law, but I don't know if we know who they are. Now, since the Mittel Rebbe was Rebbe for only 14 years, not a very short time compared to other Rebbeim, it's difficult to say which Hasidim were like his Hasidim versus his father's Hasidim. But we know that at the end of the day, there were tens of thousands of people who did become his Hasidim, and eventually these people became the Tzemach Tzedek's Hasidim. But we're just going to mention now a few who either didn't travel to see the Alter Rebbe, or if they did, they weren't so famous back then, and they only became famous in the times of the Mittel Rebbe. So Reb Hillel Parcher is, without question, the most famous. During the last years of the Alter Rebbe's Nesiyas, he started studying Chassidus Chabad. He tried to see the Alter Rebbe and meet the Alter Rebbe, but we're going to do this in the Hillel Parcher story. Talk more about it. But basically, he was never able to see the Alter Rebbe, but he heard the Alter Rebbe twice. Once he heard the Alter Rebbe say a mimer, but he couldn't see him because it was so packed that he couldn't even get to see where the Alter Rebbe was. And another time, he was hiding under a couch or something, and the Alter Rebbe walked into the room and said something, and he realized the Alter Rebbe was talking to him, and he fainted, and by the time he woke up, the Alter Rebbe was gone. So he never saw the Alter Rebbe, but he heard his voice. So again, he wasn't famous in the times of the Alter Rebbe. Reb Hillel Parcher was probably one of the first Hasidim to get to Lubavitch, because he got to Lubavitch before the Rebbe, before the Mittel Rebbe even showed up in Lubavitch, around the same time. Now, Reb Hillel wrote down his own Hasidus. He said his own Hasidus, and the Kohos just redid his whole set called Pelach Harimoin, five-volume set. Another chassid who was very famous, we're going to say a long story about him when we're done this part, was Reb Moshe Yitzchak of Yass. And then there was Reb Nota, who became the Rav in Pinsk. He had other chassidim. There was Reb Zalman Zezmer, who was already a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, Reb Peretz Chein, Reb Elio Yosef of Dribin, Reb Yaakov of Kidan. I think he wrote a pirush on Tanya. Reb Yisroel Yaffe, he wanted to move to the Mittel Rebbe wanted him to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he said no, and he said, I'll write Chassidus to you. Then there was Reb Shimon Menashe, who was part of the first group of Chassidim to settle in Chevrein, and he was appointed as the Rav of there. There was Reb Shmar Yohu, Reb Mordechai Lepler was one of the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim, he had a son, Shmar Yohu. There was Reb Chaim of Lubavitch, Reb Michal of Potsker, and Reb Yosef Balagala. We're going to talk about him also later. All right, so now we're going to go into an amazing story of Reb Moshe Yitzchak of Yass. So we already mentioned a few times, the Mittel Rebbe had a takana that whoever passes through any town must say the Chassidus that they heard in Lubavitch on their way back home. Now, Reb Moshe Yitzchak, in the beginning, he was a shadar. A shadar, we said, is like a personal shliach of the Rebbe. He was of the Alter Rebbe. He was one of the three Chassidim that the Alter Rebbe sent to Reb Zusha of Anipoli and Reb Yehuda Leib HaKohen to get the Haskama from Tanya. He was one of those three Chassidim. So anyways, he ended up being the private tutor of the Ruzhiner Rebbe's children, the Halakha Ruzhiner, a tzaddik. Tzadik Gamor. And he followed this takana of the Mittel Rebbe, that wherever you pass, you have to say the Chassidus that he heard. Sometimes he told his wagon driver,
on the way home, he says, listen, I know it's not on the way, but pass through this town and that town because I want to spread more Hasidus. One time, he stopped in front of a shul. He didn't know who shul it was, Bichlal. He goes into the shul, the chazer, one of the maimarim, and he did not know that whose shul did he happen to walk into? The apter of Reb Chaim Yeshua Heschel of Apt, known as the Apter Rebbe or the Apter Rav, was born in Poland in 1748, and he passed away in Mezhebush, actually, in 1825. He was one of the leading Hasidic Rabbeim in this time. And he wrote a sefer called Ohev Yisrael. Anyways, the Apter Rav was known to be very against the way the Mittel Rebbe was spreading Hasidus. But he didn't know whose shul he went into. So he starts reviewing the Maimer. And just as he was finishing his review of the Maimer, the Apter Rav comes in. Remember, the Apter Rav is a big tzaddik. And he sees what's going on. And in a very bitter tone, he says, Hagam lichvaish es ha-malka imi babayis. Right, said about Achashverosh. Achashverosh said to Haman, you're going to attack the queen with me in the house? Like, how crazy could you be? Meaning he's trying to say, are you trying to conquer the Hasidim right here in my shul? Right? It's one thing if you meet them on the street, so you're coming into my shul and trying to... So again, the Apter Rav was against the spreading of Hasidus this much, but especially doing it in his own shul? And he was so angry that he cursed Reb Moshe Yitzchak that he was not going to live till the end of the year. He's going to die before the end of the year. And Reb Moshe Yitzchak of Yass, he's not worried. He followed what the Rebbe said. And that's it. Why should he be worried about it? And he was confident that he won't be harmed. So anyways, he gets back to where he was staying and he kept on tutoring the Rishon Rebbe's children. A few months passed and he noticed that his feet were beginning to swell. And he noticed, in the beginning, he didn't pay like too much attention to it, but the feet kept getting like more and more swollen. And he went to a doctor. And the doctor couldn't find a reason. Why is this happening? He couldn't figure it out. But then Reb Moshe Yitzchak, he started to feel the strength draining out of him. And he said, you know, this could be from the Apter Rebbe's curse. He's like a kapeda in Shemayim. He's making this happen. At that time, there was a respected woman in that town. She went up to Reb Moshe and she said, please, could you go to the Mittler Rebbe? Well, she didn't say Mittler, she said the Rebbe, and request a bracha. And realizing, you know, this could be for his advantage, because he also wants to ask the Mittler Rebbe what to do about his feet and about the curse from the Apter Rav. So he goes to the Rosh Hashanah, he needs permission. If you're teaching the guy's children, you can't just leave whenever you want. And even though officially the agreement was to teach every day without interruption until the next Yom Tov, he wanted to know if he could. He said, this lady asked me to go to the Rebbe to ask for a bracha. And I also have my own situation that I need to go to the Rebbe for. And realizing the Rishoner understood that Reb Moshe Yitzchak is not like Stama, a person trying to get out of work. He's a very serious person, a huge Talmid Chacham, very special Yid. And if he says he needs to go to the Rebbe, it means he needs to go to the Rebbe. So realizing that it must be very urgent, the Rishoner agreed. And he said, please request from Harav Daiber that he should give you some of his writings to me. I want some of his writings. Reb Moshe Yitzchak thanked him and began his journey to the Rebbe. By now, the swelling on his feet was so painful that he was like telling the wagon driver, just like go as quickly as possible because it's getting worse and worse. Like he could feel it coming. And on the way, they see on the side of the road, there's an old beggar standing there in the distance. He's waiting for a ride, a hitchhiker. And he turns to the Moshe Yitzchak. The wagon driver said, could I pick this guy up? And nervous about his health and whether or not he was being affected by the Apter Rav's curse. So the Moshe Yitzchak, he became very suspicious. and he said, why was the beggar waiting for this specific wagon? This is what he says to himself. And then he sees there was a wagon right in front of them that the man, this old beggar, let that wagon go. And he was waiting specifically for this wagon. And he tells the wagon driver, no, go faster, like just fly around him. And when the poor beggar realized that the wagon wasn't stopping for him, so he stands in the middle of the road, tries to stop it, force it to slow down. And the wagon driver happened to be like super experienced, otherwise they never would have survived. And he managed to like swirl around the beggar in the middle of the road. And turning around, Ramesh Yitzchak turns and he sees the poor beggar chasing after the wagon. And now he had no doubt who this poor beggar was. This is none other than the Malach HaMavos coming to kill him. And as fast as the wagon traveled, the beggar managed to keep up with the wagon. And this beggar was getting closer and closer until he was close enough that he was about to jump onto the wagon. And having no choice, Reb Moshe Yitzchak took hold of a solid piece of wood. And as soon as the beggar jumped on the wagon, he whacks him with it. Until the poor beggar, the Malach HaMavos, let go and falls off. And Rabbi Yitzchak, he breathes a sigh of relief. Oh, Baruch Hashem. And he sees this beggar, the Malach HaMavos, limping away. He hurt his leg. Now, he was safe for the time being, but he was very nervous. Like, what kind of story is this that, you know, that you see such a thing? And he knew this is for sure because of what the Apted Rebbe said. So arriving in Lubavitch, he was immediately allowed to have a yechidus with the Rebbe. And he told him that the reason he agreed to make the trip was because of a woman and her health was getting worse. And then he repeated in detail everything that happened to him. And he said, I feel all that's happening to me is because of the Apted Rebbe's disapproval of my reviewing the Rebbe's Maimorim in his Beis Medrash. And he said that I'm not going to live out the entire year. He goes, Rebbe, save me. And the Mittler Rebbe became very serious. And he said, did you do anything against him? Against the Apted Rebbe. And the Rebbe Moshe says, Chas v'shalom. The only thing I did was Chazer the Rebbe's Maimer. So the Mittler Rebbe continued. He says, did you know that it was his shul? Do you understand that he would be upset? And so Rebbe Moshe Yitzchak says, I had no idea where I was. I was just doing whatever the Rebbe said to spread Chassidus. I didn't know whose shul this was. And the Mittler Rebbe put his head into his hands for a few moments and he looks at the Rebbe Moshe and he says, you're going to live out the year. He just looks at the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe! He's like, what kind of bracha is that? I'll survive till the year. I'm a young guy. I'll die next year or what? So the Mittler Rebbe again rests his head onto his hands. He says, "You're gonna survive him, meaning he's gonna pass away before you." And again, Rebbe Moshe goes, "Rebbe, the Apted Rebbe is an old guy. I'm young. What do you mean I'm gonna? So the second he passes away, I'm gonna pass away." And the third again, the Mittler Rebbe puts his head into his hands, and he says, "You're gonna survive his children." And seeing that, like, this was an auspicious time, an Eis Ratzin. So the Moshe Yitzchak looks at the Rebbe and goes like, can we do a little more, please? Like, he didn't say that, but like, his expression said it all. And the Rebbe again puts his head into his hands and he says, you will outlive his grandchildren. And this was what a long life he's expected over here. Bracha from the Rebbe, and he gives an Amen. And then he said, by the way, the Rishon Rebbe wants to know if the Rebbe could write some Chassidus for him. And the Mittler Rebbe, whose writing was, he wrote super fast, he takes a pen and starts writing a Maimer Chassidus on the spot. And very soon after, he hands Reb Moshe 4 pages full of writing as a gift to the Hilke Rishoner. And we'll continue next time.